Hey, Mr. Yomtev, a happy birthday to you, Bina Abramovich.
And now, music from a program called Yiddish Melodies in Swing. It ran from 1938 until 1955 on radio station WHN in New York, and it celebrated a peculiar but wonderful hybrid, the mixture of traditional Yiddish klezmer music with popular American swing. 40 episodes of the program survive. You'll hear excerpts from a few of them, and the story behind the show from one of its stars, Claire Berry. We'll start with a broadcast from November 24, 1940, of Yiddish Melodies in Swing.
WHN, New York. The following is transcribed.
From atop the Lowe's State Theater building, your American Jewish Hour. The B. Manischewitz Company, world's largest matzah bakers, happily present Yiddish Melodies in Swing. They do it to Eli Mila.
They do it to Reb Dovidal.
They even do it to Yiddle Mittenfiddle.
Who does what to which?
Yiddish Swing takes old Yiddish folk songs and finds the groove for them in merry modern rhythms. And now, the daughters of the downbeat, the nation's swing beat.
Pert and gay.
We take a tune that's sweet and low, and we rock it solid and make it gold.
The Barry sisters, Pert and Gay, begin bouncing the beat the Yiddish swing way as they tell us about King Cole's famous predecessor, that mella fella, Eli Mela.
That's me, Claire Barry, and my sister Myrna, more than 60 years ago. Back then, we were the Barry sisters, the stars of Yiddish Melodies and Swing.
When the band had started playing, you could see the people swaying, and it looked like they were out to have their fling. They forgot their care and trouble, as they nearly spent some double. They were dancing to Yiddish and Swing.
Jazz and klezmer. It might sound like a strange combination, but in 1940, it was the hottest thing on Jewish radio.
The Rebbe Elimelech is geboren zei a freilach.
He's got rhythm. Let's dance with him. Elimelech, the Rebbe Elimelech.
The story of Yiddish swing actually begins 8 years before this program was broadcast, when a composer by the name of Sholem Secunda wrote a song called By Mir Bist Du Schön, To Me You Are Beautiful. The song was written for an obscure 1932 Yiddish musical, which just opened and closed. Fast forward a few years. Composer Sammy Kahn was catching a show at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. A pair of black performers took the stage and started singing By Mir Bist Du Schön in Yiddish. The crowd went wild. Kahn couldn't believe his ears. The original composer, Sholem Secunda, was offered $30 for the rights to his song. He jumped at the deal. The tune got some new English lyrics, and in November 1937, three sisters just in town from Minnesota recorded it. Patty, Laverne, and Maxine, the Andrews sisters.
By Mir Bist Du Schön, please let me explain. By Mir Bist Du Schön means you're grand.
It was an instantaneous smash hit and became one of the biggest selling records of all time. Everyone recorded it. Guy Lombardo.
I could say bella, bella, even say wunderbar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are.
Ella Fitzgerald. Benny Goodman played it at his historic concert at Carnegie Hall. Judy Garland.
Buy me a Mr. Shane, please let me explain. Buy me Mr. Shane, that's your grand, I mean your grandest.
And that was just in the United States.
The last thing you hear, hat aldrig min kärlek du försmår.
I could say bell, la bella, even say wunderbar. Each language helps. Help me tell you how grand, grand you are.
The song's original composer, Sholem Secunda, was already legendary for an earlier career blunder, telling a young George Gershwin to take a hike when the two were set up as a songwriting team. Gershwin went on to change the course of Western popular music. Secunda went on to sell By Me, Mr. Shane for $30.
I thought that $30 was a pretty good sum of money for a song that's not doing anyway.
I agree.
Tor, give me the $30, here's the song.
This may be the only surviving recording of Sholem Secunda's voice. A 1962 interview on radio station WEVD in New York.
My mother was the one who suffered the most.
Ah.
She, being a very pious woman, felt that she must have sinned and that I'm paying for her sins. And she went very often to the synagogue just to pray. And one day she made up her mind she's going to stay in the synagogue all day and pray and fast. And maybe God will help her and I will be recognized for the song.
Well, now I'm afraid our time has run out, but before it really goes all the way, I think it would be a very good time to listen to the song we love so well and its newest arrangement, which is by Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet, By Me, Mr. Shane.
By Me, Mr. Shane, please let me explain.
Secunda could never escape the song. No one knows exactly how many times it was covered. Hundreds? Thousands?
Mean you the fairest in the land.
I could say bella, bella, even say wunderbarish language only helps me tell you how grand you are.
Don't wait a thing if you wake up that swing, so let the rafters ring and stand right up and sing. By me, Mr. Shane.
It was a fluke. No other Yiddish song ever hit it that big again. But Jewish radio would never be the same.
It's Yiddish swing time. It's always spring time. Every Sunday at 1. It's Yiddish swing time. It's dance and sing time. Come on, let's have fun.
When By Me, Mr. Shane came out, my sister and I were the singing Begelman sisters. The very day we heard it on the radio, we changed our names from Clara and Minnie Begelman, the Begelman sisters, to Claire and Myrna Barry, the Barry sisters. Soon after, Yiddish Melodies and Swing and the Barry sisters were on the air.
Ooh, mama, am I in love? Ooh, mama, heaven's above.
He's the third assistant to the guy who says yes to the boss.
Ah, but when it comes to making love, he gets the points across.
Why, mama, vini farli babruli la babraira. Why, mama, vini farli babruli la babraira.
Hello, I'm Paul Pinkus, and I'm a klezmer musician. I've got to interrupt Claire Barry for just a couple of moments to talk about the Yiddish Melodies and Swing Bandstand. Listen to the clarinet. The tune is Bridegroom Special on clarinet, Dave Tarras, possibly the greatest klezmer clarinet player of the 20th century. Possibly because of one other clarinet player. I'll get to him in a second. For now, let's listen to a little bit of Dave Tarras's Second Avenue Square Dance. Pete Sokolow was Dave Tarras's last keyboard player.
Dave was a total and complete master, and he plays the dickens out of everything.
He played like he had 22 fingers on each hand.
Henry Sapoznik.
Dave was a disciplinarian, a real strict band leader. Only the best musicians could be on a Dave Tarras bandstand.
Dave had a very severe mien about him. And he came on like, young man, know your place. You are in the presence of royalty.
But there was another contender for the crown, Dave Tarras' arch rival, Naftuli Brandwein. I'm one of the only guys alive who played with both of them. Pete Sokolow again.
He was brilliant. He had this command. He had this edgy kind of a sound.
Henry Sapoznik.
Naftola, you always got the feeling that he was just about to fall into, like, some flaming abyss.
He was a total and complete alcoholic. He was a drunk.
He was the preferred band leader for Murder Incorporated.
Dave used to say all his friends were bums. They were gangsters, lowlifes.
Well, they were.
Whoever he was playing poker with the night before, that's who was on the bandstand the next day, whether they played an instrument or not.
He would take chances with things that the others wouldn't dare. It was like the Charlie Parker of his music. Charlie Parker took every chance that was possibly imaginable to take, and that was enough to
listen. Still, you listen to these records today, and it still takes your breath away. Naftola had a suit, like an Uncle Sam costume made up of Christmas tree lights that he would wear.
With a, you know, Stars and Stripes tall hat.
The blue swallowtail jacket with the stars and the red and white striped pants.
Wrapped in Christmas lights, plugged into a wall. And one day he was going hot and heavy, and he began to sweat. And all of a sudden you hear bzz, 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 and you begin to see sparks coming out of the Christmas lights while he's playing.
Lights start popping and smoke starts emanating and they're sizzling.
He doesn't stop. He's drunk. And he's boogieing away and the steam is coming out of the wires. The other guys in the back, they see this. They come running out and they throw blankets on top of him to try to smother the fire.
Somehow, they manage to put him out. And in typical Brandwine fashion, he just goes on playing as if nothing happened.
He was one of a kind.
Brandwine was way too wild to play on live radio. That's why Dave Tyrus ruled the bandstand on Yiddish Melodies and Swing. Sorry for the interruption. Now back to the show.
And now Maestro Sam Medoff and the lads of the Yiddish Swing Ted bring us the rollicking rhythms of Dayenu. Flavor.
Hey, Mom, can I have some more?
What's all the excitement about?
Haven't you heard? The whole town's talking about the new Manischewitz American Matzahs.
There is nothing that quite hits the spot so. Your family will like it a lot so. When they're set to eat, just give them this treat. Manischewitz American Matzah. M-A-N-I-S-C. H-E-W-I-T-Z.
Well, with a hey diddle diddle, the Barry sisters send one right down the middle as they tell us the story of
Yiddle Mitten Fiddle.
Once there were 10 brothers and they organized a band. When they got together, gee, the music sounded grand. Joseph with his fiddle and Charlie with his bass. They played diddle, diddle as they went from place to place.
They played diddle, diddle as they went from place to place.
Yiddish Melodies and Swing ran for almost 20 years, one of the longest running shows ever on Jewish radio. We outlived the swing era, the heyday of radio, and practically Yiddish culture itself. When we premiered the show in 1938, we had a huge orchestra and a live audience of more than 1,000. By the end of the run, it was just me, my sister Myrna, and a little four-piece band in a tiny studio on West 44th Street, forgotten. Now, Myrna is gone, and everyone else involved with the program, too. But you know what? I'm not going to think about that. I'm going to think about those couple of years when Old World and New World smashed together and we created a beautiful sound that washed over New York. Those years when a couple of sisters from the Bronx had the time of their lives singing their hearts out on Yiddish Melodies in Swing.
In Swing.
This is Lewis Charles saying good afternoon and inviting you to
listen in again next week, same
time, same station.
WHN, New York.
I'm Claire Barry.
And now, to close out the first half of our journey back to the golden age of Yiddish radio, an extraordinary historical artifact. It is one of the